On WBFO's Press Pass this week, a sign of progress in Niagara Falls and more questions about the future of One Seneca Tower. But first, Jim Fink of Business First wonders about the prospects for the Broadway market just days after thousands flock to the venue, as they do each year around Easter.
Obviously, there's a lot of history with the Broadway market, but it sits in a neighborhood that is still tough to convince people to go visit. A lot of the Buffalo Renaissance that has happened has not happened in the Broadway Fillmore area. Although there is a real estate investor, Dr. Dager, who has purchased a lot of properties and has a vision. But right now, the Broadway market, it really is an urban headache. You know, you look at other cities with their markets, and they're doing much better. The fate of the Broadway market, what should happen there, has been debated for decades. Nobody wants to see it go away, but then at the same time, you have to wonder, has its time come and gone? I hate to say that, because and I know that's going to rile people up, but you have to say, is the Broadway market in 2016 viable?
Moving on.
Okay.
Let's talk about One Seneca Tower.
Yes, it seems to be our never-ending topic.
Isn't there a party who is said to be extremely interested in purchasing the tower?
One name emerged. There are many other names out there, but the hard reality is, and we've seen this before with the Statler and some other signature buildings, there are a lot of people who say they want to buy it. They have this great plan. They have this great vision. The reality is, with all due respect to some of these people, they do not have the financial backing to do this. It'd be nice to see somebody step forward with a great grandiose vision. We're not there yet. We saw, again, going back to the Statler, we saw people from Erie, Pennsylvania, from Albany, come forward, say, oh, I got these great plans. You know, I got this history. I'm going to do this. Well, guess what? At the end of the day, the Statler ended up going for $200,000, and it was sold to Mark Croce.
It seems appropriate that you mentioned the Statler, Jim, because Mark Croce received incentives from the city of Buffalo for the Statler.
Correct.
Will subsidies be necessary for the purchase of One Seneca Tower?
Subsidies, incentives will be part of the package. The difference between the tower and the Statler has history behind it. It's sitting right at probably one of the most important downtown venues, Niagara Square. The tower is equally, it's the tallest building in Buffalo. It's the tallest office building outside of Manhattan in New York State. Nobody wants to see the building mothballed. It's almost going to have to be a development partnership, a development collaboration between the public and the private sector, whoever gets there. And the bottom line is, it's a million square foot building that's arguably too big for Buffalo in this current state.
Let's switch to Niagara Falls, where they seem to have a plan for the Robert Moses Parkway.
Finally, the Robert Moses Parkway was an urban planning mistake that never should have happened, but it did five plus decades ago. Finally, there, through the state and federal dollars, there is a plan in place to sort of make it more, to move it from a speedway to a more pedestrian and tourist-friendly parkway. It's going to be easier to walk to get you to the river's edge, to the trails, excuse me. Again, the Robert Moses Parkway to Niagara Falls is what car sharing Main Street is to downtown Buffalo. It's correcting an urban planning mistake.
Earlier, you mentioned the term stigma when it comes to the Broadway Fillmore District in Buffalo. Isn't there a stigma when it comes to Niagara Falls?
Absolutely. This is one part of a very complex puzzle. People always look across the Rainbow Bridge and say, how come Niagara Falls, Ontario, is so much farther ahead than Niagara Falls, New York? Well, because it was a very collaborative effort in Niagara Falls, Ontario. It started in the late 80s, early 90s. The public sector, the private sector came together. They realized that the Niagara Falls of that era was a joke. Niagara Falls, Ontario, that area was a joke. They lobbied to get the casinos, which was a big part of it. Casinos begat other private sector investment. Now it is, some will argue, maybe too honky-tonk. But the point of the matter is they're getting between 15 and 16 million visitors a year to Niagara Falls, Ontario. Niagara Falls, New York gets about 8 million.
Jim Fink of Business First, thanks for joining us again on WBFO's Press Pass.
Thank you.